Today, the Perth forecast is a shower or two and 16 degrees.
Now, I hope you guys have got a spare $12,000.
I don't at the moment.
Well, you're going to need to, because apparently every man, woman and child in this state would have to come up with $12,000 so we can pay for Clive Palmer's $30 billion suit against the West Australian government.
Well, it costs a bit more to get a suit these days.
It's one hell of a suit. Clive Palmer, yes, he's not happy with Western Australia.
No.
In so many ways right now, Clive, isn't he? And what you just said is what the Attorney General has said. John Quigley, not happy about it, but saying it will cost a lot. And he's told Parliament that the mining magnate and the controversial figure, Clive, and he and his companies are seeking damages and losses associated with his iron ore project up there in the region.
Yeah, and this isn't about COVID. It's not about borders closing.
No.
This is about him losing money on a mine and him going, I want all my money back because I haven't got enough as it is.
Okay. All right. Let's try and put some perspective on this because, you know, everyone hates Clive at the moment,
yep.
Right? But let's think about, and maybe even with the border thing, there is such a thing as the rule of law.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't know enough about this story to know whether we've broken laws or not broken laws, but the government seems to be pretty worried that if it did go to court, we would lose.
Yeah.
So I don't know, you know.
I think what it is for me, it's just a breakdown in humanity.
Yes, that's
like,
what
that's
it
what,
is.
I'm feeling more disheartened every day. I'm like, my parents raised me to go, if you work hard and if you're kind to others, you're going to get ahead. And I just feel like every day there's more examples of that being absolute rubbish.
Oh, it is rubbish.
Like, you know, it's the malicious, selfish people who climb over the backs of others that make it to the top. And all these wonderful people in the world who are gorgeous are just struggling to make ends meet. And it makes me furious.
Agreed.
We've had Clive in here and he was quite flippant about that. What was that ridiculous amount of money he spent on the last federal campaign? $50 million or $53 million or might have even ended up being more. So he's flippant about money there. But this is his beef with WA, and in particular, the former Premier, Colin Barnett, because this goes back, this deal, or the what he thinks is a reneg on the deal, goes back 8 years, back to 2012.
Yeah.
But he is now trying to make WA pay.
I mean, what kind of level jerk off do you have to be
for fifth level
to actually try and take action against people who are in the middle of a pandemic? Like you are next level jerk. I can't even think of another way to put it that I can say on air.
No, well, I'm trying to find other ways of looking at this because, you know, I mean, let's take COVID out of the equation, and I know you can't because it's quite a big part of it.
Ever present, yeah.
But you know, people should be allowed to sue governments. You know, we've seen with things like Erin Brockovich, that story where, you know, if governments aren't looking after people, you know, citizens should have the right to take on governments if they feel they're being unfairly treated.
But we don't get to because none of us have the money to do that.
Possibly.
We'd love to take on Clive Palmer, but we haven't got the money.
No. I don't think Julia Roberts will play Clive in the movie when it comes out.
Oh, don't be so sure. She's looking for an Oscar.